Item 6, a resolution by Supervisor Haas in support of the state enacting legislation relating to the administering of the drug naloxone, also known as Narcan.
Any appearances on this one? Keaton? Yep. Come on up, Bill. And we'll let you start the proceedings. Since we're tired of hearing Jason talk.
Well, I'm guessing some of you are probably tired of hearing me talk as well. I've been around quite a bit during the budget here. So
I will move approval.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Thank you for allowing me to be here today. Again, my name is Bill Keaton. I'm the Vice President of Government and Public Relations for the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. It's a pleasure to be here as we've worked closely with Representative Nygren, who's introduced this piece of legislation as well as three others relating to the ongoing and increasing heroin struggles that our state is facing. For those of you who might be a little bit unfamiliar about ARCW, just a little bit of background. We are the largest provider of HIV prevention, health care, and social services in the state of Wisconsin. We currently treat more than 3,000 people living with HIV across the state and also provide aggressive HIV prevention and testing services to those who are at risk for contracting HIV every year. At the core of our mission are two principles. One is preventing new HIV infections, and the second is ensuring that people living with HIV live long, healthy lives. HIV continues to be a significant public health challenge facing Milwaukee, and the statistics are relatively alarming. The county accounts for about one-fifth of the state's population, but one-half of all new HIV cases, and has about half of all people living with HIV in the state living here. There are about 3,100 people living with HIV in the state, in Milwaukee County confirmed to be living with HIV, but likely another 800 or so who are living with HIV, but who are not yet diagnosed, and are more than likely the individuals who are driving the epidemic in terms of new infections. Every year, on average, about 130 Milwaukee residents are diagnosed with HIV, and today about 6 in 10 young people living with HIV. 6 in 10, 60% of those people, young people with HIV, do not know they carry the virus. We have some troubling and difficult work to do, but we're proud to be working with the county and the state on this. In general, it's fair to say that probably somewhere in the neighborhood of tens of thousands of Milwaukee residents are annually at risk for HIV. Among those who are most at risk are individuals engaging in injection drug use. And they are a community that ARCW has worked very hard to develop a relatively strong and trusting relationship with. This is a difficult-to-reach community. There's a lot of distrust that individuals who are engaging in injection drug use, which is typically illegal and typically using heroin, a lot of distrust with institutions, whether they're treatment institutions, law enforcement, hospitals, or even treatment facilities. We have conducted a lot of outreach with this community going back to the early 1990s when injection drug use was identified as a main driver of HIV infections. Heroin use is unfortunately once again on the rise here in Milwaukee County and across the state. In fact, last year, heroin and opiates were the primary factor in 75% of Milwaukee County's unintentional drug-related deaths. So 3 in 4 were related to heroin use. Heroin overdose deaths outpaced cocaine-related deaths for the first time in Milwaukee County last year. In the last year, the number of individuals accessing ARCW opiate and HIV prevention programs increased 14% to over 9,340. We also trained 471 individuals last year in the use of Narcan and naloxone, which has resulted in 459 times Narcan being deployed to save a life from an opiate overdose. There's some additional information that I provide to you in terms of the breakdown of where this is occurring and where our programs are reaching. As you can see, it's a spreadsheet after the Journal Sentinel article. This is occurring in every community here in Milwaukee County. Nowhere is a community or a zip code immune from injection drug use and the effects of heroin and opiate overdose. We started doing Narcan distribution and training programs in 2005 as we identified the number of overdoses going up. Narcan is a pretty amazing drug. If I were sitting here and someone took a vial of Narcan and injected it into me, it would have no effect. it would be the same as injecting water into someone. However, if I were experiencing an opiate overdose, I had stopped breathing, maybe my heart had stopped, and was going into the effects of central nervous shutdown due to opiate overdose, by injecting me with Narcan, it would immediately put me into withdrawal. Bring me back to life, I'd start breathing again, heart would start beating, and central nervous system functions would pick back up. That's the reason why we have started doing it and why we are in support of seeing more individuals able to administer Narcan directly to someone else who is experiencing an overdose. The ability of our program to do this will be enhanced by this. There is, just so that you are all aware, there is an amendment that will likely be coming to the bill as drafted currently that further allows individuals to carry Narcan or Naloxone and to possess it and to use it on someone else. There are some liability and some immunity statutes that are also in play in this as well. We've really appreciated the partnership and the support that Milwaukee County has had both in the fight against AIDS and in the fight against opiate overdose. You guys have long been strong, ardent supporters of the work that we do in reaching this difficult-to-reach community. Further, this legislation will further help us in the fight against AIDS and HIV and opiate overdose. Unfortunately, the battle is still ongoing and the war is far from over, but this will be another good tool in the arsenal, if you will. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about the ARCW program and how we are interfacing with this. So, thank you.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Supervisor Haas is a sponsor for bringing this forward. Now, Mr. Keaton, this last page, the zip codes, mm-hmm. September to August,
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to understand, exchangers, are these the needle exchanges?
Yes.
Okay. They're not exchanges. Okay. They are individuals who are accessing our needle exchange program. Those are the individuals who we are providing opiate overdose prevention and training to. Exchangers might not be the best title for that, but okay. Injection drug use participants was a really long, would have made for a really long and awkward-looking cell there. So,
thank you. I really appreciate this information. It's very eye-opening, and it's just it's really interesting information. Thank you very much. I'm very supportive of this. I'd like to move approval, Supervisor Haas, and I really thank you for bringing this forward.
Okay, and we already had that too, so.
Supervisor
Roma West is just jumping in on all these motions today.
A double approval.
Yeah, so Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very glad to support this amendment. I don't think there's a person in this room or our listening or viewing audience that doesn't have someone close to them, whether they know it or not, that has some sort of a drug addiction. And I would request unanimous consent to be added as a co-sponsor as well.
Without objection.
Thank you.
Supervisor Roma West.
Very quickly, want to let the committee know again that WCA Representative Nygren actually came and spoke at the luncheon that we had for the CAP team, and he's got several other pieces of legislation that are coming forward in regards to AODA. And it was really, I guess it was shocking for me just because I've lived in the city my whole life. I don't have a lot of experience with urban counties, but I was surprised at the number of urban counties, small counties, that are deeply and vastly affected by this. In fact, the county that Representative Nygren lives in or represents has the highest heroin deaths in the state of Wisconsin. And so it was kind of refreshing for me to not have to sit there and listen to how this is Milwaukee County's problem and we have got this huge problem here. Not that it's not a problem, but it was just really kind of shocking to me to find out that smaller counties, rural areas, are having a bigger problem with heroin than we are here. So I think lending our support to this is absolutely wonderful, and I look forward to having more people be trained to use this product to be able to save people's lives.
And if I could just add to that, one of the great things about these Narcan and Naloxone distribution programs, and ours is the only one in the state that's doing this currently from a non-government perspective, is it allows us another opportunity to have an interface with someone who is battling addiction, and get them tested for HIV, and get them hopefully referred to a situation where they can seek treatment. Unfortunately, treatment is still a difficult, slots in treatment are difficult to find for individuals who especially engaging in heroin use and are trying to kick that habit. It's a very difficult addiction to overcome, but this allows us another opportunity to get an interface with those individuals and let them know that someone values their life, that there are people who want to support them, make positive change, and hopefully get them to a point where they can choose sobriety and then be supported in that.
Any other comments or questions from supervisors? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you very much. And
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. All right. Madam Clerk, would you